we've made some strides probably in the last month more than anything. Confidence is going up probably across the board. You know, I know our line's feeling good about what they've accomplished so far. I think that New England game was big for us, where we really focused on, we wanted to run it. We did a good job of doing it, and it's carried over so far.
What have you learned about Jacob Tammy's value this year when he's kind of had to replace Julius and then also filling for Wes?
Well, the first thing of just, you know, staying patient. I know it's not quite the role he had last year, and I'm sure that was a little disappointing, but, you know, he's never said anything. He's just constantly worked. He's been great in practice. He always would give those guys breathers and take reps for them, and then he got thrown in there in the New England game, and he came through big for us, and he's consistently done it for us the last couple weeks. And, you know, I'm just glad that we have him on our squad. Just, I mean, when Welker went down, he filled in big.
Does he have a rare skill set that he can kind of fill in different roles, maybe different than a different tight end or a different wide receiver?
Yeah, because he really plays the tight end spot, but fills a receiver role as well. And, you know, being able to flex him outside, you know, and you're not afraid to work him with a corner, that's unusual to have a guy like that.
Hey, Adam, during the game, CBS showed a photo of Peyton in the hot tub. Can you explain what this is, what he's doing there?
I don't know. I think he's just got a helmet on I don't know why he's wearing his helmet.
Is he listening to practice?
Yeah, he's listening.
So this is odd. This isn't normal.
No, he just wants to, you know, I forget what week that was. Julius was with him, too. So he heard the call. He'd repeat them to Julius, and they were kind of – I think it was a way for them to take 2 hours and stay in the game plan. And, you know, I love that he leaked that out. Unbelievable.